Dragan realized we were staring at him. What? What is it? Did it go wrong last time? You tell us you're a sniper. I'm telling you, you'd better be damn good. Waite said, his voice low and ominous. Ray Alvaro had been his best friend. The last time we did this, we got the guy out. Were there any casualties? The sniper. Was he hurt? Enough to bring him home in a body bag? Yeah, he was hurt. I'll be careful. Just make sure you lock those sights onto the bad guys. You miss a single target, and we may as well pack up and go home. If they let us. I won't miss, he said, sounding irritated that Waite had called his skill into question. Snipers, they're as bad as fighter jocks. All arrogance and ego. Nevertheless, you'd forgive them anything provided they turn up and do the job when you need them. You'd better not, I growled. Something about him made me feel uneasy. Can a billionaire make a good sniper? Time will tell. Just make sure you're there when the shit hits the fan. Doroshenko returned to the cabin, so we stopped talking and waited for him to deliver his report. It's no problem. The vehicles and weapons are ready and waiting for when we land at Odessa. You can stay in the city overnight and travel to Sevastopol in the morning. There will be more than enough time to prepare the attack for tomorrow night. Do you know what time you'll be going in? I shrugged and decided to pull his chain. It depends on what we find when we get there. We're short-handed on this operation, so we'll need all the help we can get to penetrate that castle. That includes you, Myron. His face fell and his skin visibly paled. First, I want you to get a hold of a map of the place to help us find our way around the interior of the castle once we've got past the walls. He regained some of his color. I can do that. Next, Dragan will be on the outside, so we'll need a Ukrainian-Russian speaker with us on the inside. You can come with us. The blood drained away from his face again. It was like watching a chameleon.
Me? That's impossible! I have many things to attend to. I wasn't even planning on coming with you to Sevastopol.
Which things do you have to attend to, Myron? His boss asked in an acid tone.
Two of our weapons shipments are late. We're worried the Russians may have got their hands on them. But either way, I have to look into it. Our suppliers will want payment, and more importantly, our people need those guns. I can't postpone it.
Very well. Dragan nodded his understanding. These things can't be helped. Doroshenko nodded, looking relieved. I said nothing, but I didn't believe a word of it. Was it old-fashioned cowardice? Or was it something else? Dragan glanced across at me. We will be in communication with the sat phones, so anything you don't understand, I can translate. I stared at Myron, and my gaze was pretty transparent. Doroshenko at least had the grace to adopt an expression of shame. Dragan sighed. Perhaps we'll need your help later, when we come to the second and third phases of the operation.
Anything, Alexander. You know you only have to ask.
Of course. He looked back at me. Myron will be a great asset to this operation. You'll see. No shit.